So at some point, you simply stop attending to problems. I mean, you attend to them, but they're so constant. I mean, it's like brushing your teeth and shitting and blowing your nose. I mean, it's just, they're things you do to maintain life, but they're not worth thinking. I don't sit there going, I need that Kleenex. Kleenex doesn't want me, though. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not in a Kleenex drama. I just use Kleenex when I need to. And eventually all these relational patterns feel like that because you do them over and over. All of us do. It's not like I don't have I have the same number of patterns as you do, or however you want to say it. Maybe I have more humor about my patterns as they happen than you, but the patterns are patterns. I can't help it. I've inherited some weird, all kind. I don't even want to go into them. But just trust me. I'm super difficult to be. I'm super difficult for a partner to be with, and I'm super difficult for me to be with. Like, I'd swap out me any day. I think almost a lot of people feel that, but I certainly do. So life is about kind of like dealing with stuff, and the core should be the love. Like, it's kind of a miracle anything's happening at all. So we're love, like bursting through these patterns, and at some point, all of us just get stuck in a drama at that point, and we stop there. Nobody loves me, nobody loves me. And for the rest of your life, that's your drama. I'm a failure, I'm not gonna succeed. We get stuck in a thing, and we circulate there. But all it takes is going, huh, there's all this going on. That still happens. That doesn't stop. So anytime you want, you could be going, oh, nobody loves me. He doesn't love me. I don't want to get fucked. Huh, look at that. I don't want to get fucked. Why don't I want to get fucked? Well, I'm afraid that if I get fucked, I'll lose control. And if I lose control, what happened to my mother will happen. And I see that now. Well, now that I see that, will it stop? No. Okay, let me enjoy life. So you just start loving. You love people. This is going on. You go to bed at night, it's still going on, especially because no one's there to distract you. You're laying in bed. Nobody loves me. What am I doing? I'm going to die alone. Whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that'll be there probably. It's probably been there more than a lifetime, probably be there after this lifetime. But so when you die, just so you know, and all of us have had this experience in different ways, to the degree you identify with those patterns, you disembody and you cling to those patterns, and then you have to have a body, a human body in this case, that likes feeling unloved and a failure. So this is if you liked sniffing ass, you'd incarnate as a dog. Know what I mean? So you're floating, if you're floating around in infinity, this is only slightly metaphoric. If you're floating around dead in infinity, or in deep sleep or whatever, and you just keep gravitating to anus smell, you know, it's like... When the kind of gaseous elements start constellating into a body, it's going to be a body that's gravitating towards anus smells. So it's, you know, little... You're going to kind of come into doggy. But if you're kind of in this amorphous space of being, and you're feeling, I'm all alone, there's nobody loves me. Then you go, ooh, a vagina, breasts. Oh, nobody loves me. And now you're born as a woman. Seriously, and if you're floating around in that kind of amorphous space and you're feeling like, whoa, this is meaningless. My life should have some meaning. What is the meaning of my life? As you're thinking that, your dick starts growing. You know, what is the meaning of my life? What's the purpose of my life? And then you come out as a man's body going, what's the purpose of my life? I have to find it. And then you kind of like turn to a woman and you go, I don't have a purpose, but let's fuck. You know, and you're going, well, do you love me? You don't. I'm not loved. But it has nothing to do with the details here. We're born as those tendencies. So you graduate from this place when you could laugh like we're laughing now, but for real, constantly. Like, you just realize that's this place. It's the shitting, eating, failure, unloved, hair, two legs, two arms place. That it's so we do art here, we make love here, we sing the blues, we have celebrations, and then we die. There's no working out the thing. You don't cure death. You don't cure. You're going to die. You're going to fail. You know, everyone you know is going to disappear. Everything you know is going to disappear. It's amazing. I mean, if you feel that, you either commit suicide or you become enlightened. And that tends to be what happens to people who feel things fully. They either fall on the side of, because they're identified with form and they feel like, well, all forms dissolve, what's the point of it all? But if you realize all forms dissolve, wow, and whatever I am is still alive, because they dissolve every fucking night and I'm still alive, they dissolve a lot. Then you realize whatever I am has nothing to do with these appearing forms. And then you begin to feel that you are the space of being that your whole life has taken place in. And your feminine life is in the form of, I'm not loving somehow. Love is an issue for me. If you had a dick or whatever, I'm speaking metaphorically, it would be, what's the purpose? What's my meaning? And so if he'll always feel he's lost in life and doesn't have his purpose, and he'll project that on you. He'll feel you're the distraction in your case. So men will blame the feminine, like they feel lost, and because you're giving them something to do, to have sex, to argue, they feel that's a distraction, and they blame you for them subtly, emotionally, for not knowing their purpose. So there's a kind of, if you're a sensitive woman, you almost always feel in your man a subtle resentment to your existence. Do you know what I mean by that? Like you walk into the room and if you're sensitive, there's a kind of cringe. Even if he loves you, there's a bit of a... Do you know what I'm talking about or not? So it's not personal. So that's the beginning of a lot of issues because women feel, wow, what is it about me that he doesn't like? It's not about you. It's you exist. That's an issue. You know, so... When you understand these things, so you walk into the room with your third stage man, you know, let's go for the... So you walk into the room with your third stage man and you feel him go, oh shit. That's not a problem. You go, ah, I love him. There he is, the man, always not wanting to deal with anything. You know, that's just the way it is. And when he walks into the room and he walks in, he can immediately feel... Like you're at the sink singing, like doing dishes singing, and he walks in. If he's sensitive, he can immediately feel you coming up with a drama just to engage him with. Like if you know he doesn't want to wash dishes, you go, can you help me wash dishes just so you have a little thing, right? So, and men are like, why are, you know... And you just go through that. That goes on, he's just... It's distasteful, so to speak, like, you know, why can't... And the more you identify with just the space of love and consciousness, the more those things, they still happen, but they just pop open as love. They're more humorous. I don't know. I think that's good enough for now. Yeah.